Chuck Chat Freestyle for Friday, September 5th, 2014. Hello again and welcome to Freestyle. Hope you're enjoying the music. I'm growing fond of it already, even though it's only been a couple of shows. It is Friday and this seems to be goodbye to a lot of things. Today, Donna and I made a dump run. Whatever happened to dump runs? I remember those as a kid. And we used to go to the dump, what seemed like a monthly basis. We'd have to clean the basement or clean the attic or clean somebody's room, and we always had a trailer full of stuff. And we would go to the dump. Now, I recognize that recycling has become more of a big thing, and curbside pickup is still in effect. But what do you do with those long boards or doors or things that don't fit in to the wheelie bins or whatever you get? It becomes a bit of a hassle, and around here they just kind of piled up over the years. So we're getting down to the dregs of what we have to get rid of, and we found that we loaded up the van, and the more we looked, the more we found. Oh look, there's an old table over there. Oh look, there's a spool of cable. Oh look, and we had a full van. Drove it to the local landfill recycling waste management place, whatever they're calling that these days. And for $10, threw it all in a dumpster. So that was a pretty good deal, since it's the first time I've been there in probably 15, 20 years. And along the way, we were saying goodbye to a lot of things. We said, this is the way we used to take Julie to Grandma's for daycare when she was a baby. And just seemed like there were a lot of memories just pouring out as we drove around, saying goodbye to a lot of streets. At one point, Donna, we wanted to stop by the bank, and Donna thought she forgot her check. So we started heading home. She says, oh, no, I found him. Turn around. Turn around. There's a billboard of one of the kids I used to help with when I was helping with a youth group about 20 years ago. Well, of course, he's not a kid. It's 20 years later. He's in his mid to late 30s. So it's it is going to be interesting as we get around and start saying goodbye to people and whatnot. We had one last night. We had a dinner with, I said last night. I am recording this Saturday morning, so I was really gassed again last night. I'll get another one out for you tonight. We said goodbye to one of the girls that Donna has worked very closely with at Plexus over the years, about 20 years. She started right after Julie was born, so in January she'll be there 21 years. So it's been a long road. We had dinner with her and her husband and her two kids, wonderful kids, Zachary, who's in first grade, and Brianna, who's in fourth grade, and nice kids, typical little kids. You know, as we were waiting for the check, trying to figure out something to do, and Zachary and I played that game where you put your hand on the table and then somebody puts their hand on top of that one, and you make kind of this stack of hands alternating who's on what, and whoever's on the bottom pulls their hand out and puts it on top. And of course that gets faster and faster and then deteriorates into just kind of hand slapping. I don't know how these kids get all wound up. It always seems to be when I'm around, though. Speaking of Sunday school, I had a bit of a misunderstanding with the Sunday school director. I went, what was it, Wednesday night? Last week? When was that? Tuesday night. I can't remember. I'll look on the calendar if I have to. In an advisory capacity, I think I mentioned this on Freestyle, to let people know what I did that I felt was successful and learned over my 15 years. And I said, maybe I'll stop by for opening. Opening was that part at the very beginning where we get the first, second, and third graders together. We do the song. We talk about what we've learned, et cetera, or what we're going to learn. And then after about 15 minutes or so, we break up into our individual classes and do our lessons. Well, I said, I'll probably stop by Sunday, because this is the first Sunday of the year. They call it Rally Sunday. And, you know, the third graders get their Bibles, and everybody gets new teachers. It's an exciting time. A very busy time, too. It's probably one of the busiest days of the church year, next to Christmas and Easter. Great attendance, and I would usually take a picture of all the students so that because they show up on, they don't always show up on every Sunday. A lot of the kids are at the mercy of their parents' schedule. Oh, this week we're going to Grandma's house. So I don't see them every week, and it's very difficult to learn names. And unless you can put pictures with names, especially if you have a substitute teacher, it becomes very difficult to learn those names. And there were a few years where it got to be Christmas and I still hadn't learned all their names. And that's, what, about 16 weeks in? Yeah, that's not good. So I learned a faster way, and that was to take pictures on the first day. I'd ask the parents' permissions. Hey, do you mind if I take a picture just so a sub can, you know, I'd usually pin it on some sub. The sub can learn their names quicker as well and know who's here and call them by name, and it's a lot more friendly, and they usually say yeah. So now that I think about it, I did not pass on that tip. But maybe Mr. Zach will, if he's still there. So I said, I'll stop by, and she thought I meant that I'd do opening. So she sent me a mail on Friday and said, hey, are you still on for doing opening? And I said, okay. So now I got to do the song and the prayer and everything else. But it's going to be fun. It'll be one last hurrah. We will be around for next week's church. I don't know if I'll stop by for that as well, but I think we'll just do this one and be on with it. 10 days left till we move. And there are a lot of final details that are coming down. Yesterday I played Will It Fit in the van. It's kind of like my own personal version of Tetris, thinking about the things we need to take in the van. Obviously the cats. Cats get first priority. So I went and measured the dimensions of the van, made a little map on the paper, and we know we want to take the 3 flat-screen TVs because we don't have the original boxes and the movers won't take them unless they're in original or similar boxes, well-packed, etc., etc. And I just assumed they didn't. There are a few things that I just don't want to see broken on the other end, even though we did go for the full insurance package. You know, I'd rather not deal with a whole bunch of broken things, especially the big ones. So cats, TVs, a couple of suitcases, because we're going to need clothes. Those are going to be in transit. The fire safe, full of important papers. My computer bag. The iMac, in its original box. I do have that one. I do keep Mac original boxes and Apple original boxes. And a few other things, most of which are now gone. But I did know that I would need some of these for moving. So we measured it all out, and I do believe it will fit with some room to spare. So the trip across country is like a game of Tetris. And we will have access to the cats. We have tranquilizers for the cats. I mentioned that the other day. And we're looking at getting it going. I do have more about work, but I'm going to keep this one a little shorter today. Suffice it to say, moving all those virtual machines, I'm still learning a lot about Amazon Web Services. And thank you to Craig for his assistance on Friday night for getting me an Ubuntu server set up. Hopefully I can use that for demos on Monday, Tuesday's training. I just got a couple other things to tweak, but the migration is successful and I can sever the tie with the other group that was nice enough to set these things up originally. It was a bit of a trick, but we got them working and learning a lot in the process. So I can't help but think, just my mindset is, if I have trouble with something, there ought to be a book on it, or there ought to be a series of videos, and if somebody hasn't done that, why shouldn't I? Well, right now it's time, but this just seems rife for a learning opportunity to share with somebody. Obviously, there's help screens about Amazon Web Services, and there probably are books. I'm not going to go look. But my colleagues are very smart, very bright. I was able to build on their experience, do a little Google searching myself, and get what I need. So it's not all that bad. I'm going to cut it there. Have a great day, and 101. Find me at freestyle.com or chuckchat.com/freestyle. Bye.